So here's my name is John Durham. I'm the nephew of Paul Nobis, and I'm sitting here with him. It's Christmas Day 2018, and we were going to talk a little bit about how he met his wife of many, many years, and just kind of go from there. So he's probably going to be a little emotional about this, and it's all good. It's all good. So tell me, Uncle Paul, what? Tell me how you were first introduced to Annie, and how you learned about Ann's shirt.
Well, my sister, both my sisters went to Ohio Wesleyan, where I did too. And Sarah Jane was 5 years ahead of me in school. And Jenna was 2 years ahead of me. So when I was going to college, Sarah Jane was already gone from college and graduated. And Virginia had been there a couple years, going in her junior year. And she was in a sorority, as 94.5% of the people at the school, students, would be in a sorority or fraternity at that time, at that school. and they'd have rush parties, Virginia, sororities in the area, Cincinnati in this case, of other students coming to school in the fall, and size them up with people they thought would qualify or they'd like to have enrich their sorority. So when Virginia came back from that afternoon, I said, "Was there anybody there you think I might like?" And she thought a moment, and she said, "Yes." I got her name, the girl's name, and knew when everybody arrived at school. I was already there from being there in the summer. And I called Ann, her name was Ann Shirk, and called her the very first day I knew she was there, which I think I got her, called her that day and asked her for a date. And she already had a date. She already had a date. So I set it up for another time.
Well, that was smart of you to get in on the first day, even if you weren't the first one.
So, anyway, we had dates, and in the first two
weeks... What was the first date?
Oh, I have no idea. Probably to go down to have not even a coffee. I have no idea. It wasn't to go to a movie or something like that. Maybe Ann would know. But... the first 2 weeks of school, three times, she introduced me as this other guy. She had so many dates, so many guys. I mean, she was cute and nice. Mm-hmm. And so many guys, she got us all confused.
Oh, dear.
But I'm the guy that stuck in there, I guess. Anyway, we liked each other, I'm sure. We dated other people, both of us, for the first couple of years of our experiences there. Yeah. The nice thing about it was Ann was from Cincinnati suburb, and I got, as a matter of fact, the first Thanksgiving, freshman Thanksgiving, I was at their house for dinner. Mm. So we liked each other, but we were dating other people too. So the nice thing about it though, I got to meet her parents. Both of our parents met. We socialized together. Dad had a ferry boat down in New Richmond that we used to party on after closing hours.
Mm-hmm.
Take a piano down to the barge that held the 8 cars. Put a piano on it and bring it on the picnic tables and the chairs.
You had a piano on the ferry?
Well, we'd carry it down. We moved furniture and stuff to Dad's business. We'd take a piano down and take a truck and unload the tables and the chairs and put the tug behind the barge,
mm-hmm.
just like a towboat,
hmm.
and eat our supper dinners and go up the river and night, cruise in the summertime. So they got to do that with us and with our friends, and mm-hmm. all their friends came down. You know, it'll be like 50 people or something, you know, because it was our friends mm-hmm. and their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did things together so much. that gave me a tremendous advantage, I think. It was just like family. It really was.
Yeah.
So anyway, we kept dating through school, and by our junior year, we were pinned, which is a college engagement, you know. And then it was settled between the two of us, really, that we were going to continue on. And her folks wanted to take a trip across the country. And there were four of them. Ann had a younger sister, 7 years old, 7 years behind us, and it was, so she was 11, let's say. And we took this trip across the country in a car. They needed a driver. And neither one of her parents were, in my opinion, great drivers mechanically. Her dad was an electrical, chemical engineer. But I tell you what, he barely knew how to handle a pair of pliers. He wanted to. So anyway, we were on this four-week trip together across the country, drove 96 or 9,800 miles, I forget which it was, and went through Omaha Yellowstone, or anyway, we went clear across the country to San Francisco and then up the coast to Portland, Washington, Spokane, Calgary, Banff, and came back down through Montana and the Dakotas and back home. And so with everybody's side, anybody can get along with each other for 4 weeks, unmarried, whatever. Mm-hmm. Must be all right. And gave Ann a ring, I think, that summer.
Mm. It was before you got out of college? Before you graduated?
Yeah, it was between our junior and senior year in college.
Uh-huh.
So I think right after that, within a week or so, we got a dime. I mean, there was no official proposal, really, like getting on your knee.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed. There's two things in my life that I wish I'd done differently. I never asked a blessing of Ann's parents,
mm-hmm.
which was a gentleman thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I never did. And there was another, but it wasn't involving Ann's. So anyway, that's how we got engaged.
So did you shop for a ring together or
no,
diamond together?
No,
you just chose it?
No, my best man, Rupe Doan, and I went together and got our engagement rings. Signed together, okay?
Gotcha.
Rupe had a source of supposedly... I got a smaller diamond. I think it's 8,700ths or 7,800ths of a carat, but it's a real clarity, expensive. You could buy more than a carat diamond by far,
mm-hmm.
of lesser, gem quality, I guess they call mm-hmm. them. So
what year was that you got engaged?
Well, whatever, 54, I guess. We graduated in 55. That'd be a summer of 54.
Mm-hmm.
So the beautiful part of it is, so there were no surprises. The only thing we hadn't gotten done was get married, and mm-hmm. we did that. Did something the day we got married that evening we'd never done before.
Yeah.
Either one of us.
Yeah. So you were married how long after you graduated?
5 days.
5 days.
Graduated on Monday, married on Saturday.
Yeah.
And
how long ago? That was 55 then.
1955, so we've been married, 63 and a half years now.
63 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Well, there were so many guys dating her, doctors. And